Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
We're so thankful to the Lord that we can still gather together in such a fashion like this.
我们非常感谢主，我们可以用这样的方式继续聚会。
And I pray and trust that the presence of the Lord is with each and every one of you in your homes.
我们相信主的同在要临到每位弟兄姐妹们在各自的家庭当中。
And before we start this morning, I'd like to just open up with a word of prayer.
在我们今天早上开始的时候，我们开始有些祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that we can gather before you.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你，我们可以聚集在你的面前。
And Lord, although we are gathered in our individual homes and we're scattered throughout the area,
虽然我们各自家庭聚集，分散在不同的地方。
Lord, we thank you because your presence is still with us.
我们感谢你，因为你的同在仍然与我们在一起。
And although geographically we are separated, your spirit still unites us together.
虽然我们在地理上是分散的，但是在灵里边，我们一同聚集在你的面前。
We are all connected by the life of Jesus.
我们借着主耶稣基督的生命，能够彼此相接。
So Lord, we are thankful, and this morning we just want to bow to worship.
我们感谢你，今天早晨我们向你低头俯伏敬拜。
Lord, this morning I pray that only the word of God would be heard.
主，我们祷告今天早晨唯有神的话被听见。
Let the words of man fall to the side.
让人的话都到一边去。
Lord, so we pray for the filling of your Holy Spirit this morning.
主，我们祷告愿你今天早晨借着你圣灵的充满。
For the speaking, the translating, and all of us listening at home.
为着讲的翻的和弟兄姐妹们在各自家庭当中听的。
May you bless all of us.
愿你一同祝福我们。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
I'm really thankful for the word of encouragement that our brothers have brought us the past several Sundays.
为着我们过往几个主日弟兄们给我们所释放的这些激励的话语，感谢主。
And the words that we've heard are truly precious and very timely.
我们所听见的这些话实在是非常宝贵，也非常及时。
And this morning I just wanted to share just a very simple message.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹们分享一个非常简单的信息。
And the burden on my heart this morning is the presence of God in our lives.
我今天早晨的负担是主在我们生活当中的同在。
And I just feel that in these times particularly that we desperately need the presence of God.
特别是在这个时候，我们非常感觉到我们需要主丰盛的同在。
Every moment of every day.
每天每个时刻。
And we really need His presence.
我们非常需要他的同在。
We're thankful that through His presence we can cling to Him as our hope.Our refuge, our fortress.
我们非常感谢主，因为借着他的同在，我们可以宣告他是我们的山寨、避难所、我们的高台。
I came across a verse several months ago in my devotion time.
在我个人的亲近主的时候，我几个月之前遇见了这节经文。
And the Lord did not allow me to let go of this verse yet.
神一直没有放我从这个经文当中越过。
And I think this verse will be echoing in my heart for the rest of my life.
我觉得这些经文在我的一生当中都是一个回响。
And it comes from the book of Acts.
这些经文来自于使徒行传。
So Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
是使徒行传三章十九节。
Says, therefore repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
所以你们当悔改归正。使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
So I wanted to share mainly on this verse today.
所以今天早晨我愿意主要是交通这节经文。
And so it says that in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
这里边讲到，为了那个安舒的日子能够从主面前来到。
But in order for us to have that, there are two things that we need to do.
为了我们能够得到这样的一个光景，有两件事情我们必须要做。
We need to repent and we need to return to the Lord.
我们需要悔改归正。
So I'd like to look at these two aspects, and, I'm thankful that repentance is something that our brothers last week spoke of in much detail.
我愿意今天早晨从这两个方面来和弟兄姐妹分享。感谢主，我们上个主日弟兄们在悔改这个方面已经做了非常详尽的交通。
I'm also thankful that God has made repenting something that's very easy for us to do.
也感谢主，他把悔改这件事情让我们能够非常容易的来到他面前完成。
I'm always encouraged by Romans chapter 2 verse 4 where it says the loving kindness of God leads us to repentance.
罗马书二章四节告诉我们说是他的恩慈领我们悔改。
That it is his loving kindness when we are touched by his love that brings us to repentance.
他的恩慈就是他的爱摸着我们的时候能够领我们进入悔改。
The problem in our lives is that sometimes we don't have the sense that we need to repent.
问题是在我们的生活当中很多时候我们没有意识到我们需要悔改。
And the very next verse in that passage, verse 5, Romans chapter 2 verse 5 says, But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath, revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
因为接下来罗马书第二章第五节说你任凭你刚硬的不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒以致神震怒显他公义审判的日子来到。
And so sometimes we feel like we know better and that maybe we don't need to repent of our sins.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己更了解我们不需要悔改。
Or that my current attitude, my current state in life is okay and I don't need to repent.
有时候我们认为我们自己的态度我们现在所处的光景还好我们不需要悔改。
Well, this is what it speaks of in this verse, that it is our stubbornness and unrepentant heart.
这个节经文就告诉我们说我们刚硬不悔改的心。
And we need to be careful.
我们需要非常的小心。
I think it's important for all of us to make the prayer, the same prayer in Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24.
我们每个人都需要来到神的面前有像诗篇139篇第23节24节这样的祷告。
Where it says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
这里边说神啊求你监察我知道我的心思试炼我知道我的意念看我里边有什么恶行没有引导我走永生的道路。
And that, what is that hurtful way? It is,An offensive way, a wicked way, a selfish and prideful and lazy way.
那个里边充满恶毒、充满诡诈、充满懒惰的心思是什么呢？
And what is the everlasting way?
那个引导永生的道路是什么？
This is a life of repentance before the Lord.
这就是在神面前一个悔改的生活。
And brothers and sisters, we need to repent.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要悔改。
We need to be honest with ourselves and honest with God.
我们需要来到神的面前，对着自己，在神面前诚实。
And we need to come before the Lord and open up our hearts and say, Lord, search my heart.
我们需要来到神的面前，求神来监察我们的心思。
If there's any way in me that is unpleasing to you, Lord, reveal that to me and lead me on that everlasting way.
如果我们里边有什么不讨神喜悦的心思意念，求主。显明领我们走上永生的道路。
That everlasting way is so important because it is our life of repentance and our life of returning to the Lord.
因为这个永生的道路是非常重要的，它是一个悔改，它是一个重新归回神的道路。
Is no matter how hard we try to draw near to the Lord, if we don't repent, we'll never be able to draw near to Him.
如果不管我们怎样的努力。要亲近神，但是如果我们没有悔改的话，我们是没有办法亲近神的。
Now, James chapter 4 says this, Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
雅各书告诉我们说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你的手；心怀二意的人呢，要洁净你们的心。
I've shared on this verse before in the past.
在过去我也分享过这节经文。
And many times we're very familiar with the first half of this verse.
很多的时候我们非常熟悉这节经文的前半部。
We preach it, we pray it.
我们宣讲，我们也祷告。
It sounds good. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
因为这节经文听上来非常美好，说你们亲近神，神就必亲近你。
But the Lord recently has revealed to me that the second half of this verse is just as important, if not more important than the first part of this verse.
但是主最近在灵里边提醒我，这节经文的后半部分跟前半部分同样重要，也许更重要。
Because if we don't have the second half of this verse, we cannot have the first part of this verse.
因为我们如果没有第二部分所提到的光景，我们就不能够达到第一部分所提到的光景。
What does it mean to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts?
那洁净我们的手，洁净我们的心是什么意思呢？
This is repentance.
这个就是悔改。
It's a genuine repentance before the Lord.
是在主面前一个真实的悔改。
And recognizing that only the precious blood of Jesus can cleanse us.
也是认识到只有主的宝血能够洁净我们。
And what does it mean to be double-minded?
那心怀二意的人是什么意思呢？
This means that we think that we can have the world and have God at the same time.
那就是意味着我们觉得我们可以同时拥有世界也可以亲近神。
It means that we can dab in the world and gain in the world and still think that we can walk with God and have that be okay.
就是觉得我们可以在这个世界当中打拼，在这个世界当中取得，也同时呢可以与神同行，这两个是可以并肩的。
Well, according to this verse, we will never be able to draw near to God or have His presence if our loyalty is divided between God and this world.
那这节经文告诉我们说，我们在神面前的忠心如果是分散的，是分给世界的，那我们就没有办法能够来亲近神。
If we are still living for selfish reasons, living to gain the ideals, live out the ideals of the world,
如果我们还活着一个自我中心的生活，按照这个世界理想的方式去生活，
then perhaps we'll never be able to experience the presence of the Lord.
那我们就没有办法得到神的同在。
So brothers and sisters, we need to repent and return to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们需要悔改归正归给神。
Now, repentance is the first step of all of this.
悔改是这个第一步，所有这些事情的第一步。
So if we do not repent, then we won't return to the Lord.
如果我们没有悔改，我们就没有归正。
And so it's important that we heed the words of the Bible, that we repent first, and then we really submit ourselves to the Lord and come back to Him.
所以我们需要先来到神的面前悔改，把我们自己交托给神，交托在神的手中。
Now this returning back to the Lord is something that is very active in our lives.
这个归正回到神的面前是在我们生活当中是非常每天具体的。
So if you turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 30,
如果我们翻到历代志下第三十章
Verse 9,
第九节
says, For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn his face away from you if you return to him.
这里边说，你们若转向耶和华，你们的弟兄儿女在掳掠人面前必蒙怜悯，必得归回这地。
Now this is in the time of King Hezekiah when he became king.
就是在西西家没有在他成为王之前。
And so he redirected the nation of Israel, redirected themselves to God.
所以他把这个整个的以色列民回转向神。
Restoring the worship of God and his temple.
在他的殿里边重新恢复敬拜。
And just calling the people of God to return to him.
把神的选民重新呼召到神的面前。
And this act of returning involves change in our lives.
这个回转是需要在我们面前有具体的行动。
It is a change in perhaps our lifestyle.
是有需要改正，在我们的生活方式上需要改变。
The way we think.
我们的思想。
A change in how we conduct ourselves.
我们的行为都需要改变。
This is a redirection of our lives and returning our lives to the Lord.
是我们的生活的方向重新被改变，要么回到神的面前。
So we can't sit around and just say, Yeah, Lord, I'm going to return to you and have no action.
所以我们不能是只坐在那边说我要悔改，但是没有行动。
It is a redirection in our lives, redirecting ourselves and returning to the Lord.
是我们的生活需要重新改变方向，把我们自己重新归回给神。
And the story of the prodigal son is a good example of this.
那个浪子的故事就是一个非常好的例子。
How he directed himself away from his father and lived in the entertainment, the pleasure of the world and sin.
他怎样离开了他的父亲，到这个世界当中去享受世界给他带来的各样的娱乐。
And after he hit rock bottom, he realized that he needs to return to his father.
当他来到他生活的谷底的时候，他认识到他需要回到他的父的面前。
And when he did, we all know the story. His father did not turn his face away from him.
我们都知道这个故事，当他回转的时候，他父亲没有眼见不看。
And just like it says in 2 Chronicles, he will not turn his face away from you if you return to him.
就像历代志下边这边说的，耶和华有丰盛的怜悯，你们若转向他，他必不转脸不顾你。
So brothers and sisters, this is not a message for people who don't know God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个信息不是为了那些不认识神的人。
This is a message for all of us who already believe in the Lord that we need to return to Him.
这个信息乃是为了这些已经认识神的人，我们需要。重新回到他的面前。
And not continue to live in our own self-righteousness.
不是继续活在我们自己自我中心自以为是的里面。
You know, some of us may say that, well, I've tried to gain the presence of the Lord by doing all of these things.
有的人可能是说我们要想得着神的同在，经过了许多的努力行为。
And maybe we feel like,If I read the Bible more, if I pray more, perhaps I can, sense the presence of God.
有的人认为我们可以多读圣经，多祷告，也许可以经历神的同在。
But sometimes we don't feel that.
但是很多的时候我们并没有感觉到这一点。
And the real question we have to ask ourselves is, have we genuinely repented and returned to the Lord?
我们需要问的一个真实的问题是，我们是不是真实的来到神面前悔改。
Or have we been living a life, this double-minded life?
还是我们是活在一个心怀二意的生活当中。
Thinking that it's okay for us to dab in the world and take the pleasures of the world and live in sin.
觉得我们活在这个世界当中的它带来的这些喜乐和罪是可以的。
And,try to follow God at the same time.
同时也企图是跟随神。
If we do these things, then my personal feeling is we'll never be able to fully experience the presence of God.
我自己的感觉是，如果我们这样的话，我们就没有办法真实的经历神丰盛的同在。
In particular to the times that we're living in now, we desperately need the presence of God in our lives.
特别是我们现在生活的光景，我们非常需要神的同在。
And we need this refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord.
我们需要神那安舒的日子来到我们的面前。
I'm always encouraged by Moses.
我常常被摩西的经历所鼓励。
He was one who really understood the preciousness of the Lord's presence.
他非常明白神同在的宝贵。
We don't have time to go through this passage in detail, but if you look at Exodus chapter 33,
我们没有时间能够仔细的读这段经文，但是如果我们读读出埃及记第33章的话，
and in verses 14 and 15,
在第15节，
this is a dialogue that Moses has with the Lord.
这是摩西和神之间的对话。
14, it says, The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
第14节，神回答说，耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
Verse 15, Then Moses said to the Lord, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here.
第15节，摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这地领上去。
So this dialogue happens,immediately after the Lord's people, how they built that golden calf and bowed down to worship it.
这段神和摩西之间的对话是当以色列的百姓为自己造了金牛犊之后， 啊，神和摩西的一段对话。
And God calls his people corrupted. They have turned away from the way which I commanded them.
神这里边说这些百姓都是败坏的，他们离开了我的道路。
And Moses, he returned to the Lord and on behalf of the nation of Israel asked for forgiveness and repented.
所以摩西就来到神的面前，代表以色列人来到神的面前悔改，求神的怜悯。
But the Lord is faithful.
但是神是信实的神。
And he keeps his promises.
因为他守约是慈爱。
So he tells his people that yes, I will honor what I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you can still enter into that land of milk and honey.
所以他说我要保守我向着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起的誓，要领你们进入那流奶与蜜之地。
But he says to his people, I will not go with you.
但是对他的选民说，说我不会跟你们同去。
Then Moses comes before the Lord and pleads with the Lord.
然后摩西就来到神的面前，向神祈求。
And because he found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
因为神恩待他。
Then the Lord says in verse 14, My presence shall go with you and I will give you rest.
所以神就在第14节说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
And Moses says to God, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from there.
所以摩西对神说，说你若不亲自和我们同去，就不要把我们从这地领上去。
Brothers and sisters, how many times in our lives have we made this prayer?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的生活当中，有多少次我们这样的祷告？
Lord, if you don't go with me, I'm not going to go.
主啊，若是你不与我同去，我就没有办法向前。
Lord, if you don't want me to do this, then I'm not going to do it.
主啊，如果你不要我做这样的事情，我就不做。
Because I would rather have your presence.
因为我更喜爱你的同在。
Moses knew the preciousness of the Lord's presence in his life.
摩西知道在他的生活当中，主同在是何等的宝贵。
He knew how important the presence of God was for the people of Israel.
他也知道对于以色列人来讲，神的同在是何等的重要。
That he didn't care about the land of milk and honey if God's presence was not going to go with them.
如果神的同在不与他们同去的话，他就不愿意进入那流奶与蜜之地。
Do we have the same heart as Moses?
我们是不是也有摩西这样的心志？
That we would say in every aspect of our lives, Lord, if you don't go with me, then I'm not going to go.
在我们生活当中的每个方面，若是神不与我们同在，我们就不去。
Brothers and sisters, we need to make this prayer.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要这样的祷告。
And we need to know just how precious the presence of the Lord is.
我们需要知道神同在是何等的宝贵。
Do we value it like Moses did?
我们是不是像神一样这样的宝贵，像摩西一样这样宝贵神的同在？
Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2.
诗篇第42篇1到4节。
As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水。
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
我的心渴想神，就是永生神。
When can I go and meet with God?
我几时得以朝见神呢？
You know, many times we focus on the very first part of the verse and we come all the way to halfway through verse 2.
很多的时候我们注意力都集中在 这节诗的前半部分。
But that very last phrase, you can see the psalmist has his desire, when can I go meet with God?
或者是第二节的前部分，但是诗人这里边有一个深处的感叹，他说我几时可以朝见神。
This is the psalmist, his desire to want to meet with God, to be in the presence of God.
所以这里面看见诗人何等的盼望，他能够在神的同在当中朝见神。
He's thirsting and craving for the presence of God. When can I go meet with my God?
他心里边渴慕、切慕、可想，我要与神同在。
You know, do we have this desire every day and every moment?
我们是不是在我们的生活当中每一天每个时刻有这样的渴慕呢？
Do we have the desire to want to be in the presence of God moment by moment?
我们是不是每时每刻心里面都有一个切慕要神的同在？
Have we made this cry to the Lord, Lord, when can I have your presence?
我们是不是也向神发出这样的呼喊，我何时可以朝见神？
And do we have that same prayer, like I said, that Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead me there.
我们是不是心里边又有这样一个深度的祷告，像摩西一样说，你若不与我们同去，就不要把我们领上去。
So brothers and sisters, this is the burden in my heart, just a very small thing that the Lord has placed in me.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我心中的一个负担，就是神放在我心里边这些想法。
That we need the presence of God in our lives.
我们需要在我们生活当中神的同在。
And in order to preserve the presence of God, we need to come before Him with repentance.
为了保守神的同在，我们需要来到他面前悔改。
We need to return to the Lord.
我们需要归正，重新归给神。
And I pray and hope that Acts 3:19 will remain in our hearts.
我祷告这个使徒行传第三章十九节的经文能够一直留在我们心里。
That we can all experience the time of refreshing that comes with the presence of the Lord.
我们可以经历神安舒的日子，在他的同在当中。
That'll conclude my sharing.
这是我早晨的交通。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
So, indeed, the presence of the Lord is so important for all of us.
的确，神的同在对我们每个人来讲都是至关重要的。
Without the presence of the Lord, I think even if we went through this pestilence safely, we will not gain much, will not learn much.
如果没有神的同在，甚至当我们经历了这次疫情之后，我们也没有在神面前得到很多。
So this morning, my burden is about a healthy heart.
今天早晨我在神面前的我的负担是我们心的健康。
Yeah, so I think earlier our brother already mentioned about our attitude, or we need to repent so we can sense the presence of the Lord.
早晨我们的弟兄已经提到过，我们需要悔改才能够经历神的同在。
Now, so if you remember David in his Psalm 51, he asked the Lord to create a clean heart.
如果我们还记得大卫在诗篇五十一篇里边求神造一个清洁的心。
Yeah, that is his repentance.
那是他在神面前的悔改。
Now the Lord does give us a clean heart when we repent to Him.
当我们在神面前悔改的时候，神会给我们一个清洁的心。
But He also wants to keep our hearts healthy.
但是他也同时让我们的心在他面前是健康的。
Now the current pandemic, the uncertainty, the impact of economics and stay at home, the older, these all could have an impact to our mental health.
我们现在这些疫情，所有的这些不确定，这些居家令对经济的影响，都会在我们的心和在我们的身上和心灵里边都有很大的影响。
Yeah, so how can we keep our hearts healthy?
怎样才能够保守我们的心的健康呢？
Now, as I consider this, I felt the Lord direct me to consider Paul.
当我在神面前寻求的时候，我觉得主把我带来思想保罗的一生。
Paul went through a lot of hardships, dangers, and oppositions, but he told us that he learned the secret of facing every circumstance.
保罗他在他的生活当中经历了很多这些困难的时候，这些反对他的和这些非常危险的时刻，但是他在神面前学会了秘诀。
He was able to rejoice even when he was wrongly accused and put in prison.
他即便是在他人家误解他攻击他甚至被放在监狱里的时候他仍然可以有喜乐。
So in these days we may feel like we are being house arrested, but so it's good for us to consider what the lessons that Paul learned.
我们在这个时候好像感觉上我们是被软禁在家里边了，这时候我们需要来思考保罗在这边所他心里面的感觉。
So we'll read two paragraphs.From the book of 2 Thessalonians.
我要在帖撒罗尼迦后书读两段经文。
Now these two paragraphs, first part is from chapter 2 verse 13 to 17.
第一段是在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十三到第十七节。
And the second part is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 to 5.
第二处呢是在帖撒罗尼迦三章一到五节。
You can find that very interestingly in both paragraphs that that Paul, the last sentence is, that starts with, may the Lord.
那我们可以这里边非常清楚的看见保罗在这边开始都是说愿神愿主。
Yeah, so that is his prayer for the saints, but it also shows the secrets that he learned.
那这是他在神面前的一个祷告，但同时呢也是他在主面前学到的一个秘诀。
Yeah, so in these two paragraphs, in total, we can say we find four secrets that Paul learned.
我们可以借着这两处的经文学到保罗在神面前四个秘诀。
Yeah, these four secrets kept Paul's heart healthy, and these four secrets, I hope, is also the secrets that we will learn.
这个四个秘诀使保罗在神面前在这些段环境当中他心是健康的，也盼望着这成为我们的学习。
Now first, let's read the first paragraph is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 to 17. I'll read the NASB and my brother will read in Chinese.
我们开始的时候先读帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章13到第17节，我用英文，然后我的弟兄用中文。
But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning,for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. It was for this He called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and the God our Father,who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。神借我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩讲永远的安慰和美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
Yeah.So we can see that the last sentence starts from verse 16. That's his prayer, but also in verse 17 shows how the secrets he learned to keep his heart healthy.
So 我们这边可以看见从第16节开始，这里边是他心里边的一个祷告，第17节讲到他心里边的一个秘诀。
Now in this paragraph, first of all, Paul reminded the saints in Thessalonica,that they are beloved by the Lord.
在这处经文当中，我们看到保罗首先提醒在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹们，他们是蒙爱的，蒙神所爱。
It is important for us to remember that we are loved. We are beloved.
我们非常重要的是需要被提醒，我们是一群蒙爱的人。
We are loved by the Almighty God with everlasting love, and He chose us and called us with a wonderful purpose.
那个全能的神用他永远的爱来爱我们，并且他召我们要进入他奇妙的旨意当中。
Yeah, and through the gospel, we may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
接着我们得到的福音，我们可以得到主耶稣基督的荣光。
Yeah, this is such a wonderful hope and wonderful purpose.
这是一个何等的盼望，这是一个何等的期待。
But then in verse 17, here Paul talk about, may the Lord comfort and strengthen our hearts in every good work and word.
这里边到第17节，保罗特别提醒说要安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
You can see that the depends on the translation. Some says comfort your hearts and strengthen you in every good work and word, just like the Chinese translation.
就像中文里边这边所翻译的，这里边讲到安慰并且坚固。在一切的善言善行。
No matter what we can see here, there are two parts. The first part is about the comfort, and the second part is about the strengthening.
从无论如何，我们在这里面可以看见两个部分。第一个部分就是安慰，第二个部分是坚固。
Yeah, the first word, comfort. This is a verb.
所以这个安慰实际上它也是一个动词。
This word has the same root as the other Greek word comforter.
这个动词安慰是和另外一个希腊词的是一个同一个词根，那就是保惠师。
Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit.
也就是圣灵。
So this word means to call near, to call to someone's side.
这词的原来的意思就是说让人能够亲近来到他的身旁。
So this is very simple. How does the Lord comfort us?
简单的说，主怎样来安慰我们呢？
He calls us to draw near to him.
他就是把我们带到他的同在当中。
Yeah, so our brother already shared that this is so precious to all of us.
我们弟兄已经分享到这个对我们来讲是何等的宝贵。
And also just like Brother Solomon reminded us in Psalm 91.
也像孙弟兄曾经提醒我们的借着诗篇第九十一篇。
There's a secret place of the Most High that we can dwell in.
在至高者的面前有一个隐秘处，我们都可以有权居住在其中。
Thank our God, our Father, He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell with us and to be in us.
我们感谢神，他赐下了圣灵保惠师住在我们的里边。
So we can have this inner, this intimate relationship with Him.
所以我们可以跟他有一个亲密的内在的。
Yeah, when we draw near to him, he comforts us with his love and his presence.
当我们亲近他的时候，他就用他的爱，他的同在来安慰我。
This is the first secret.
这是第一个秘诀。
Yeah, the second secret is about strengthening.
第二个秘诀是讲到坚固。
Now this word can also be translated as establish.
那这个词同时也可以翻译成建立。
Now, there's a very interesting thing here is that it talks about to strengthen us or to establish us in good work and word. Good word.
那这里边主特别提到呢，是在他的善行善言上坚固建立我们。
These two go hand in hand.
那这两个是彼此连接的。
Now, first of all, let's talk about the word.
那我们先谈一下这个主的话。
What does it mean that he established us or strengthening us with his word?
那这里边讲到他要在他的话上坚立坚固我们，是什么意思呢？
That means he built us up in his word or by his word, but he also made his word real in our life.
那这里边就是讲到他在他的话上来坚固我们，也是让我们借着他的话能够活在他的同在当中。
Yeah, he just like in the parable of Matthew 13,The Lord has to till the land to make our hearts with a good soil, and so His seed, His word can multiply in our life.
就像主耶稣基督在马太福音13章里面所讲的这个比喻，神必须耕耘我们心灵的土壤，使他能够在我们里面同在。
And on the other hand, this when our hearts being worked by His word, then we can be then we can work according to his word.
同样，当我们的心灵被他的话所工作了之后，我们才能够在他里边有善行。
Yeah, so when our hearts are strengthened in his word, we become useful vessel and we can be a blessing to others.
当我们的心在他面前被坚固的时候，我们可以成为他手中合用的器皿，成为别人的祝福。
Work is a very interesting thing.
工作是一件非常有趣的事情。
When I was young, I didn't like to work.
当我年轻的时候，我不喜欢工作。
But later I realized it's actually a blessing to work.
但后来我意识到，其实工作呢也是一个祝福。
Especially God's good work.
特别是当神这些善行。
Can turn our attention from self-pity to God-centered life.
它可以把我们从我们自己这些怜悯自我的生活当中转向神。
And so we live a life with eternal purpose and reward.
所以我们就可以生活一个生命，有一个永恒的目标和奖赏。
Also we can see here that good work start with prayer and also complete with prayer.
我们这里边也看到一个善行，一个好的工作要开始于祷告，也结束于祷告。
Brothers and sisters probably remember the story of Nehemiah.
弟兄姐妹们也许记得尼希米的故事。
He started from prayer.
他的工作开始于祷告。
And the very last chapter, very end of that book, he ends with prayer.
在那本书的最后结束的时候也结束于祷告。
May the Lord establish us as men and women of prayers.
愿神使我们成为祷告的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, so we can, we be established, we be strengthened in His good word and His good work.
所以我们可以在他面前得到坚立，在他的善功善言上得到坚立。
Yeah, this is the second secret.
这是第二个秘诀。
To keep our hearts healthy.
使我们的心得到在他面前能够健康。
Now we will take a look at the third and fourth secrets.
我们要看一下第三和第四个秘诀。
First, we will read the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5.
那我们要先读一下帖撒罗尼迦后书的三章一到五节。
Again, I will read in English and our brother will read in Chinese.
还是一样，我读中文，我读英文，我的弟兄读中文。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道快快行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无礼之恶人的手，因为人不都是有信心，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保守你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主深信你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
Yeah, so we'll pay attention to verse 5.
我们要特别注意一下这个第五节。
Again, this is Paul's prayer, but it also shows the secrets he learned.
这是保罗的祷告，但是这里边也同时让我们看见保罗所学到的秘诀。
Now the brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to both English and Chinese, you may notice that there's a little bit different.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们注意到这里边中文和英文的翻译的时候，我们可能可以看见稍微有一点点的不同。
I check most of the English translation. They all says that direct our hearts into the love of God.
我查了几乎所有的这些英文的翻译版，都说到要引导我们的心进入神的爱中。
And the second part is direct our hearts into the steadfastness of Christ.
那第二部分呢，也是要引导我们的心，要学习进入基督的忍耐。
So if you read Chinese Bible and find the Chinese translation and find that different, sorry, please let's follow the English translation for this time.
如果这个中文的翻译有一点不同的时候，我们这里边来按照英文这边的翻译来交通。
So for the first part, directing.
第一个部分呢，就是要引导。
Now our brother already mentioned that the Lord want to redirect us, just like the prodigal son changing his way and turn back to the Father.
我们弟兄已经提到了，主要引导我们，就像那个浪子一样，他的生活被重新引导回到他的父亲的面前。
Now the interesting thing here that this word direct in Greek has a more strong meaning than just change direction.
那很有趣的就是这个引导这个词，它希腊的原文，它的语气比改变这个方向更强烈。
This word can be literary translation means to straighten fully.
如果按照它的原意直接翻译的话，就是要修正，完全的修正。
Yeah, so I think this reminds us the work of John the Baptist.
我想这就提醒我们到施洗约翰的工作。
His work is to make straight the way for the Lord.
因为他的工作就是要为主修直他的路。
God sent him to prepare people's heart.
因为神差遣施洗约翰要预备人的心。
And in Luke chapter 3 verse 5 says, the crooked will become straight.And the rough roads smooth.
因为路加福音三章第五节告诉我们说，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。
So the Lord wants to direct our hearts, not only just say, oh, here's the direction you go, but He wants to make that straightened all the way through.
神要 引导我们，不仅仅是让我们走向一条道路，乃是要这条道路是被修的完全是正直的。
Yeah. So have you had this experience?
弟兄姐妹们，不知道大家有没有这样的经历？
Maybe a selfish feeling or a negative thought came into your heart, and the Holy Spirit prompt you to stop thinking that way.
也许一个不好的想法，一个负面的想法来到我们的心里，这时候圣灵就引导我们停止这样的想法。
Yeah, so he is straight, he is making straight our hearts.
他就把我们的心修为正直。
Without God's directing, our hearts can wander and be occupied fear, doubt, a lot of the harmful thoughts.
如果没有神的引导的话，我们的心就会偏向，就会游离，那很多负面的不好的想法就会进到我们的心里。
And first of all, God is directing our hearts into His love.
所以神首先呢，把我们的心引导，要归向他的爱中。
In His love, we have perfect peace, we have perfect rest.
在他的爱中，我们就有完全的平安。
So 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, for He cares for you."
彼得前书第五章第七节告诉我们说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
John in his gospel remind us, as well as his letters, remind us how much God the Father loves us.
约翰在他的福音或者他的书信里边都提醒我们，神是何等的爱我们。
And Paul remind us that in Romans that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
保罗也在罗马书里边告诉我们说，没有什么可以让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Actually, the whole Bible reminds us how much and deep God loves us.
实际上，整个的圣经都在提醒我们，神向着我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So our hearts need to meditate His love.
所以我们的心需要来默想他的爱。
This will keep our hearts healthy and strong.
也这样就使我们的心能够健康，能够刚强。
Yeah, this is the third secret.
这是第三个秘诀。
The fourth secret is to, that God, the Lord will direct our hearts into His steadfastness.
第四个秘诀是主要把我们引到他那个忍耐或者是坚定当中。
Yeah. So our brother already mentioned this word, steadfastness, is also can be translated as patience or endurance.
所以这个词也可以翻译成一个耐心，一个忍耐。
Now we all have some patience.
我们都有一些耐心。
And some have more, some have less.
有的人多一点，有的人少一点。
My dear wife and family members know I don't have much patience.
我亲爱的姊妹和我的家人都知道我没有太多的耐心。
This is by nature.
这是天性。
Yeah, but no matter what, our patience will fail.
但是不管怎么样，我们自己的耐心都会失败。
When we are exhausted, when time prolongs,
当时间延长的时候，当我们疲乏的时候，这个耐心都会失败。
But the patience of Christ never fail.
但是主耶稣基督的耐心却永远不会失败。
So brothers and sisters, you probably remember, Brother Stephen Kang shared with us.
所以弟兄姐妹们也许记得江弟兄曾经跟我们交通过。
It is dangerous to look at ourselves.
当我们看自己的时候，这是一件非常危险的事。
We would either be proud or miserable.
我们或许呢变得骄傲，我们或许变得非常的苦。
If we take a look at ourselves, we see that I'm a person with patience. I'll be proud.
如果我们看自己说，哎，我是一个有耐心的人，我就变得骄傲。
If I look at myself, I'm impatient. I'm miserable.
如果我看自己说自己没有耐心，那我们就变得非常的痛苦。
But what the Lord is doing is He's directing our attention from our own patience to His patience.
所以这里边主所做的工作。是让我们的目光从我们自己的耐心当中要转向他的耐心。
His love is long-suffering and kind, and His patience will have its perfect result.
他的爱是恒久忍耐的，他的忍耐也要结出果子。
So 2 Peter 3:15 says, regard the patience of our Lord as salvation.
彼得后书二章十四节说，我们的信心我们的得救是主耶稣基督长久忍耐的原因。
Yeah, so our hearts need to be redirected. into the patience of Christ.
所以我们的心需要被重新转向主耶稣基督他自己的忍耐。
This is the fourth secret.
这是一个第四个秘诀。
So I think overall, brothers and sisters, we may say, oh, this is everything altogether is very simple. It's just like Ben shared, we need to turn to the Lord. We need to draw near to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们可能是感觉到我们所交通这些都是非常简单，像半弟兄所交通的，我们就是需要重新转向，重新归给神。
But when we look into the deep,looking to the details, looking to the content, we found there's actually very rich. There's so many things, so many lessons that we can learn in the presence of the Lord.
但是当我们看这些这些细节这些内容的时候，我们会发现神的教导又是非常丰富的。我们看在许多的方面可以经历神的同在保守他的所赐给我们的耐心。
May we all learn these secrets in these days.
在这个特别的时候我们都能够学到这样的一个秘诀。
So go through this pandemic, and then the Lord will build us up, that our hearts are strong and healthy.
当我们经历这个流行的疫情的时候，我们能够被得到建立，我们的心在他面前是健康，是刚强。
So the Lord can use us, to continue His work and to be a blessing to many.
所以神可以继续用我们来完成他的工作，成为多人的祝福。
May we have a word of prayer.
让我们一同在一起祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for you love us with an everlasting love.
主，我们何等的感谢你，因为你用恒久的爱来爱我们。
We're so thankful that we can be children of God.
我们何等的感谢你，我们可以成为神的儿女。
We thank you, you have given us the best, and we find you also have the wonderful purpose for each of us.
我们感谢你，你给我们的都是上好的，并且在我们每个人里边都有一个奇妙的目的。
So Lord, we pray, help us to follow you closely.
所以主，我们祷告，帮助我们能够和你亲近。
In these days, help us to learn the lessons you want us to learn.
在这个日子当中，让我们学习，你让我们能够学习到的功课。
Help us to draw near to you and help us direct our hearts into your patience and your love.
让我们能够来到你面前亲近你，经历你的同在，并且让我们的心能够悔改，能够在你的忍耐当中。
And establish us in your good work and in your good word.
在你的善行和善言上来坚固我们。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
我们再把我们自己交在你的手中。
In Lord Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。阿门。好，我们感谢主，借着弟兄们给我们的一些交通，我们下边有些非常简短的报告。
We're thankful for the words from our brothers, and we have a couple of announcements to make.
那弟兄姐妹们都知道，在这个特殊的时候，我们教会的聚会，所有的聚会都在改在线上聚会。
And I think everyone by now knows that due to this pandemic, all of our church meetings are done virtually.
那我们今天在这边有一些简短的报告，但是我们提醒弟兄姐妹们，教会的报告呢是登在我们教会的网站上。
We have a couple of simple announcements to make today, but I just wanted to remind brothers and sisters that details of any announcements are found on our church website.
所以在这个时候呢，盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够常常到我们聚会的网站上，去看这些报告，能够为着这些事情来祷告。
So I wanted to remind everyone to check the church website frequently so that we can keep these matters in prayer.
我们星期二的祷告聚会、星期五的读经聚会和东南区星期六的读经聚会现在都改在线上。
And the Tuesday night prayer meeting, Friday night Bible study, and Southeast District Bible studies are all done online now.
特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这些聚会。
And I encourage brothers and sisters to participate in these meetings.
弟兄姐妹们能够聚，虽然身体不能够聚在一起，但当我们能够在灵里边聚集的时候，这对我们来讲是一个非常大的保护。
Although physically we may not be able to meet with one another, in the spirit, when we gather, there's a protection upon us.
星期二的祷告聚会呢，是以分组的形式祷告。
And the Tuesday night prayer meetings will be broken off into our regular prayer groups.
如果弟兄姐妹们还不知道你自己在哪一个组，可以问一下你附近的弟兄姐妹们，或者问一下分弟兄可以。
if you don't know which prayer group you belong to, you can ask brothers and sisters or contact Brother Johnson.
我们主日的聚会也是改在线上。
And our Sunday meetings are also conducted online.
播饼聚会呢，就请弟兄姐妹们各自在自己的家庭里边来播饼。
And we encourage everyone to break bread and remember the Lord in your individual homes.
11点到12点这段时间有信息聚会，请弟兄姐妹们到我们会所的网站上，然后点击那个信息主页，也就可以听见。
And for the Sunday message, the schedule will be from 11 a.m. to noon, and you can find this link on our website.
那我们中间的儿童聚会也改在线上。
And the children's ministry is also conducted online.
星期五的聚会是七点到七点半。
The Friday night Bible study for the kids will begin at 7 and end at 7:30.
主日的聚会呢是12点到12点40。
And on Sundays, the children's Sunday school classes will start from 12 to 12:40.
Yeah. 那这个都是各个班分别在线上的聚会。
And these different age groups will be broken up into different virtual settings.
也鼓励弟兄姐妹们这些天有时间在家里边陪着我们的孩子能够多祷告亲近主。
And I hope that because we have more time to spend at home together that we could lead our kids in prayer and Bible reading.
你可以尽量使用我们儿童服事弟兄姐妹们所预备的这些教材。
And you can use the materials that were prepared by our Sunday school teachers.
那我们知道美国目前的疫情还是非常的严重。
Pandemic.
We know that the pandemic in the U.S. is still very severe.
因此呢，我们教会的弟兄们从主也领受了一个负担。
And the brothers have this burden in their hearts.
上一个星期二，我们已经有了一次禁食祷告。
And last Tuesday, we already had a day of fasting and prayer.
弟兄们觉得呢，这个应该继续下去。
And the brothers feel that we should continue this.
所以从这个周二开始，一直到疫情结束，我们鼓励所有的弟兄姐妹们能够周二晚餐可以进食。
And starting this coming Tuesday until the end of this pandemic, every Tuesday night, we would fast during dinner.
要我们在主面前继续能够刻苦己心。
And that we could come before the Lord in prayer and with a contrite heart.
但这个也不是一个规定，弟兄姐妹们可以按照自己的感动来实行。
And this is not a requirement, but just do as you are led by the Lord.
Yeah, 如果没有因为各样的原因没有进食的弟兄姐妹们也不要为难。
And don't be disappointed if you feel that you cannot participate in this fasting.
每个星期二我们能够和弟兄姐妹们在各组里面能够有欢欢喜喜聚集在一起面前的祷告。
May we all have a good time before the Lord in prayer.
但在这个特别的时候，神让我们能够一同来守望。
And may we watch and pray together.
能够堵住破口。
Fill the breach. Fill the gap.
Fill the gap.
Oh, that we could fill the gap.
为着这个国家，为着教会祷告。
Pray for the church, pray for this nation.
那我们也为着弟兄姐妹在线上各样的聚会顺利能够祷告。
And pray for all the various meetings as we gather virtually.
很多弟兄姐妹们也问到，在这个疫情的过程当中，我们的奉献怎样来实行。
Some brothers and sisters have asked how the offering will work during this time of pandemic.
负责财务的弟兄们给我们提供了两个方式。
And the treasury brothers have suggested two ways.
一个是把那个支票寄到会所的地址的，我们聚会的地址当中。
The two ways of offering. One is to mail the check to the church address.
另外是用呢就叫 bill pay。有个在网上付款的方法叫 bill pay。
And then there's an online portal called bill pay.
需要建立一个账户。
Use your own bank's bill pay function.
Oh, use the bank's function.
So you're online banking and use the bank's.
Oh, use your own bank and you could send money electronically.
那这个具体的我们在周报上也有，所以在惠泽的网站上大家可以看，包括账号。
And there are instructions for this on the website as well.
请弟兄姐妹们也继续关怀我们中间的年长弟兄姐妹们的身体健康，能够让他们得到及时的帮助。
And pray for the health of brothers and sisters, in particular the elderly.
请为下一个主日孙弟兄在我们中间释放信息祷告。
Pray for brother Sun. Next Sunday he will be preaching.
孙家荣弟兄翻译，把我们弟兄们的服事都交在主的手中。
And brother Ben will be translating, so please keep our brothers in prayer.
我们中间还有一些身体软弱的弟兄姐妹们，特别需要在这个时候弟兄姐妹们更多的纪念他们。
And there are many who are physically ill, and we need to remember them in prayer.
包括张黄淑丽姊妹、高丽玲姊妹和高群姊妹，我这边就读中文的名字就好。
Our brother will list off these names in Chinese.
还有 Fred Norton 弟兄，佩珍姊妹，林环弟兄，所以这些弟兄姐妹们为他们祷告。
So this list of brothers and sisters who have a lot of physical needs, we need to remember them in prayer.
那包括这些年长的、身体软弱的，在医院或者在养老院、在药局工作的弟兄姐妹们，也需要弟兄姐妹们特别为他们祷告。
And especially if we can pray for the elderly who are in nursing homes, retirement homes, and in the hospital.
好，我们今天的聚会就停在这里，愿神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
We'll conclude our meeting this morning. May God bless everyone.
再见。